All right, 6:40 tonight on The Fan. It's the first series of the year between the Pirates and Reds. Hard to believe we've waited 2.5 months for this matchup, and it'll be Paul Skenes, another home start for him, trying to make it 4-0 on the season. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Right now, it's a Monday edition of Pony and Mueller.
Toward the gap in right center, and it's down for a hit. Pass Blackman into the wall. Triolo, Sawinski, and Taylor are all in. Jason DeLay clears the bases with a 3-run double. It's 6-0 Pirates.
Get it.
Infield is up, and he flares it over that drawn-in infield. That'll score 2 runs. Rowdy Tellez with his second hit. 2 RBIs today. Pirates up 8-0 in Colorado. 8-2, Pirates leading. 2 in scoring position, 2 outs for the Rockies, a run in. And the 2-2, strike 3 call. Nicholas finishes the Pirates' victory. They take 2 out of 3 as they beat the Colorado Rockies today, 8-2.
All right, everybody, thank you for finding me on this Monday to open up a week where you're going to have a lot of me and not a lot of Malzy or Donnie, for that matter. They're in classic Pittsburgh vacation spots. Malzy is in Myrtle Beach. Malzy is almost 40. This is his first trip to Myrtle Beach. I don't know what was going on in his childhood and adolescence, but just crazy to me that a native Pittsburgher never made it down to Myrtle Beach for a family vacation. So he will let us know what he thought of it when he comes back next week. And Donnie is doing Ocean City, Maryland, because that's where, or very close to Ocean City, Maryland, is where his parents moved not too long ago. So that's where they're at. Maybe if you know people vacationing there or Pittsburghers and Pittsburgh sports fans, they'll run into those two guys this week. I am here all week. And we've got Sean Myers producing today. We have not received confirmation from Sean on the July 3rd producer hot dog eating contest with a $500 cash prize to the winner. Are you ready to throw your hat in the ring, Sean?
Is Callis doing this?
He is.
I don't think I stand much of a chance then.
Giving up before it even starts.
You're quitting while you're behind,
I guess? You're not behind yet. It's 0-0.
I'm just being realistic, stating that I have no chance to win.
Kobayashi's not a fat guy. Joey Chestnut probably weighs as much as you and me. And he beats all the lard asses that are in the hot dog. Well, not, he won't anymore because he left, but...
Are we going to be dipping the buns in water?
That's completely up to you.
That sounds pretty gross.
That's going to be your call. You can eat them normally. It's a 10-minute contest, just like the real thing.
Yeah, I'm going to casually maybe 2 hot dogs during that time. What's the winner? What's over-under on the winner?
Well, Callis has already said he's going to eat double digits, but I would say...
A dozen?
If you get to 7 or 8, you're in the conversation.
You think so?
I believe that, yeah. And it's later in the day. Who knows? He eats a big lunch.
And a big breakfast.
Doesn't get a nap that day. Brunch. He's lactose intolerant. Some dairy gets mixed in throughout the day. All of a sudden, Sean Myers is in the mix.
You've given me a lot to think about now.
All right, we'll revisit that later on. It's going to be a spectacle. We're going to have the national anthems performed, both the United States and Canada, because Joel Nelson has a Canadian family tie. So we have to be respectful towards that.
Yeah, he would be pretty upset if you did not play the Canadian right. National Anthem.
So, I do want to talk Brandon Ayuk, but I'm going to wait and start with Pirates. Because they did win a series in Colorado, and they're 1 game out of a wild card, and we have Paul Skenes pitching in town tonight, and whenever he pitches, it is an event, and it is a big story. I have a pretty straightforward question for you to start today's show. So, I will allow for Sean to open up the phone lines here and get things started at 412-928-9370. And the question is this. What do the Pirates need to do for you to take them seriously? What needs to happen for you to say, you know what? I do believe in this team. I do buy what they're selling. I do think they're a contender. I do think they have a shot. I do think they're for real. I do think they're legit. 412-928-9370. The standings tell you they're, just like I was saying about Sean and the hot dog eating contest, they're in it. They're only a game out. The last wild card, now that it's been opened up to six teams in each league, is 37-38. They have fewer losses than the team that's currently in a playoff spot, San Diego. So from that perspective, they're alive here. They've got more than a pulse, and they've got Paul Skenes and Mitch Keller and Jared Jones, even though he was not great Saturday. They have those things going for them. So maybe you already think that they are legit and they are for real and they are seriously in it, that they are a threat to win their first playoff series since 1979. But if you don't think they're actually in it, what would they need to do for you to start to take them seriously? Because I'm on Twitter a lot. I'm on X. They get labeled by a lot of people as an unserious baseball team. As an unserious baseball team, when you see a ball get lobbed back to the pitcher and a guy steals home like it's Little League, when those situations pop up, they get labeled an unserious baseball team. When they put out a lineup on Thursday in St. Louis and their hottest hitter and their leading home run hitter and probably their most consistent hitter for the season are all on the bench, they get labeled by fans an unserious baseball team. So I am just flipping it and asking you what it would take for you to start to take them seriously at 412-928-9370. And hopefully, because I'm by myself today, we will have some two-way conversation going and we will get some phone calls on this. I can tell you what it would take for me to say, okay, they already have my attention because this is my job and I do love baseball and my wife gets into baseball more than she does other sports. So that's an easy thing. It's summer. We've got hockey and basketball winding down. We don't have a basketball team here, and our hockey team has been eliminated since mid-April. So, yeah, I mean, although yesterday, Willem and I watched a ton of U.S. Open. I watched more golf than I did baseball, especially with the game being a blowout. But I'm getting off topic. This is turning into a tangent. I don't want it to. What would it take for me to take them seriously? Trade some of your prospects away for a major league hitter. For a legitimate major league hitter. Show us that even though you have a losing record, you recognize it's been way too long since this team has had Bucktober, since they've had any postseason success. Let us know that you think the playoffs are a crapshoot and anything can happen, as evidenced by the Diamondbacks making it to the World Series last year and the Phillies making it to the World Series before that, and the fact that you do have starting pitching that makes you dangerous in a best of three or best of five. So go out there and augment and complement it with another major league hitter. And I don't mean rent Marlon Byrd for a month or something like that. I mean a dude. I mean a real guy. And if you don't want to give up big prospects for a Pete Alonso because it's only half a season and he's represented by Scott Boras and you could never afford him, you'd never pay that much, then go get one of these guys who's available with years left on their contract. Get someone who's in his mid-20s on a stinky team with 2 or 3 years left and flip one of your best pitching prospects for that guy. Ben Cherington's on the record as saying that he's in favor of trading minor league players for major league players at some point. Well, back it up with actions here. You are in it. In theory, your pitching makes you built for the playoffs. Buster Olney was on a podcast. We might play that audio here coming back, talking about how the Pirates could be a, quote, disruptor in the playoffs as a complete dark horse out of nowhere team because of the way their starting pitching is built. So go do something like that. But until that happens, for as much as I want to like give my heart to the Pirates and completely embrace them, it is very hard to do that when we have incidents like we had Thursday in St. Louis last week, and I'm watching, and I know he had an RBI yesterday, but I'm watching Sawinski in the lineup most nights. I'm watching Key Brian Hayes, who lost whatever he found in the second half of last year with that hitting approach change. Henry Davis, before he was concussed, batting 155. These are three hitters that are supposed to be in their 20s and part of the core of your team moving forward. And all three have flopped. They have the lowest OPS in the National League. Pretty much everyone now acknowledges that when we look at stats, OPS is probably the best barometer of determining how your team hits. We don't just do batting average anymore. We've made it a little more complicated, and we've added the on-base percentage and slugging, and it's given us OPS, and the Pirates are dead last. Actually, check that. I'm wrong. I lied to you. They are second from the bottom. The Marlins have the lowest OPS, so kudos to Andy Haynes and the team there and Derek Shelton for getting them to 14 out of 15 teams, but they do lead the league in something offensively, and that would be strikeouts. They strike out more than any other team, which makes no sense because they don't have the home run power to offset that. When you have big sluggers, when you have guys that swing for the fences, like I'm dating myself here and going back into the Pirates vault, but when they would play those Brewers teams in the years right after PNC Park opened and you had Richie Sexson and Jeremy Burnett's, and the guy that they traded, what was the dude's name? Hernandez, the shortstop, Jose Hernandez.
Jose Hernandez.
He would strike out 180 times, but he'd hit 30 home runs, and their whole lineup was made. Jeff Jenkins was another one who looked like Brett Favre. Their whole team was made up of guys that were all or nothing hitters. You're getting the nothing. You're not getting the positive thing that comes with that, which is the home runs. Andrew McCutchen is leading your team in home runs with 10. Great for Andrew. That ain't supposed to happen when he's closer to me in age than his teammates. What they need to do, want me to take them seriously and say, guys, let's buckle up for an exciting summer. We got something special awaiting us in September and October. You want to really open my eyes, make the modern day equivalent of the Zane Smith trade, but just flip it. Instead of giving up Moise Salou for Zane Smith, give up Anthony Solometo or Bubba Chandler for the hitter that is going to be in your lineup for the next 2 or 3 years. Moise Salou had a very good career. He peed on his hands because he didn't want to wear batting gloves, and that helped him get a better grip, and he was an all-star and a very solid player for a long time. You gave him up because you got a starting pitcher for 3 years that helped you win back-to-back-to-back division titles. If the Pirates never make that trade, they don't win three divisions in a row. They definitely don't hold off the Mets in 90, and Zane Smith had an ERA in the ones that year. They don't repeat in 91 when he won 16 games, and they don't three-peat in 92 when he had an ERA of 306. So switch that. Trade, get me a major league hitter. Get me a guy that you can hit at the top of your order, second, third, and have that guy be the centerpiece of your team, and then Reynolds cannot be the face of the star offensively, but can be the backup singer that he really is. Do something like that. And if that happens, guess what? I will say, damn, the Pirates got some balls. They went outside their comfort zone. They did something that proves to the people in that clubhouse, and more importantly, their fans and us, that they really believe that they're only a game out in the wild card. It's a low bar to make the playoffs, and they are built to win in October. 412-928-9370. Let's see how you would answer that question. What would the Pirates need to do for you to start taking them seriously? Maybe you already do, and you don't think they need to go out and do anything and tinker and make trades. Maybe you think on their own, currently, with Rowdy Tellez and whatnot, that they can win. 412-928-9370. That's a lot of talking for me because we don't have Malzi or Donnie today. Sean will help me out as much as he can. And also you on the phones at 412-928-9370. Let's take a very quick timeout, then back with your calls. It's the PM team on the fan.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.